talked about this Caterpillar facility, which BB's been hinting at for some time now, and even made his case to the Caterpillar folks to bring it to Arkansas in a recent interview on CNBC. But Caterpillar is looking to build a hydraulic excavator facility where they build these machines. They're looking all over the world, so Arkansas is competing with not just the other 49 states, but with other countries. But it could employ up to 1,400, and he has said, he told Roby that, yes, absolutely, that the Whirlpool facility, which will probably be vacant sometime around June of this year because Whirlpool's leaving, as we've reported before, that could be a site for Caterpillar. And that would be, I mean, that would almost be too good to be true, Kyle, but it's at least some hope in what is a very depressing situation.
Is there any way to take temperature? I mean, you know, things can be said that, yes, that is a good side or that is a potential. Any idea how much reality might be behind that?
Well, we've picked and picked, and no, I guess the short answer is no. I mean, we want to learn in the media. We have kind of a responsibility. We want to learn as much, obviously, but we don't want to screw up the deal. But, you know, we're talking. I mean, Arkansas, I think the reason to be optimistic is Arkansas has already landed Caterpillar once. Caterpillar is familiar with the state. They're familiar with working with state officials. And the other thing Caterpillar has said is they need one of their big issues, one of their main requirements is to have a good quality manufacturing workforce. Well, fortunately or unfortunately, however you want to look at it, Kyle, we will have a good supply of people who know how to manufacture. Unfortunately, come mid-2012, many more of those will be unemployed.
Any chronological timeline of when an announcement might take place?
Yeah, that's a good question. April 1st, Caterpillar officials have said they hope to make a decision. It's not certain, but so let's just hope it's not an April Fool's issue.
Steve Forbes was in Fort Smith this week and brought up a classic, a standard, the gold standard.
Right. I was hoping. Unfortunately, I was not able to attend. We had our reporter Eric Mitchell covered because I would have asked, you know, what he if he ever asked his good friend Richard Nixon about why he removed the gold standard. But it is interesting, and he had Forbes. Of course, he packed the house. There were over 1,000 people at the Fort Smith Chamber, their annual meeting. But he also had very unkind things to say, I should say, about Mr. Bernanke, Fed chairman. Essentially said that the problems that we have had in the past and will continue to have result from printing too much money, pushing money into the economy, which creates inflation, and it doesn't really create, according to Forbes, this is not me, according to Forbes, doesn't create sustainable growth. It just creates a kind of artificial growth. That's not permanent.
There it was news for a long-standing Fort Smith business, Williams, Weldon, and Lick. They make tickets. They've made Super Bowl tickets. They've made tickets to concerts, tickets to all sorts of big events, and they're going to be doing that again.
Yes, for the tiny little event called the London 2012 Olympics. And depending on which news report you read, it's anywhere from 8.8 to 11 million tickets that they will print. The interesting thing is that there are some British businesses, British politicians there in the UK who are not happy about this. You know, they think that tickets should be printed there in the UK. But the Olympic officials have said, look, it was a competitive review, and we went with folks who not only submitted a good bid but have done this before, have the experience. And that's definitely Weldon, Williams, and Lick. I mean, as you said, long time, been here since 1898, I believe, and very private, though. They're very private.
They're like Fort Knox.
They are. Well, and I call them the Fort Knox of Fort Smith. And they're here in downtown Fort Smith, and it's you say Fort Knox, but that's really not too far from the truth. I mean, one thing they don't have to do much of is clean windows at Weldon, Williams, and Lick, because there are very few of those. I mean, it's bricked up and it's solid, but they have to be. And they're very private, Kyle, not because they just don't want to talk. They have to sign confidentiality agreements with people who they produce tickets for. I mean, it's they do NBA teams and Super Bowl tickets, and who all knows? But you don't want people knowing that. I mean, ticket fraud is bad enough as it is.
Well, right. I mean, the idea of counterfeit tickets, if you're printing 8 to 11 million Olympic tickets, the last thing you want is a counterfeiting problem.
Right. Yeah, either side wants that. So, but the one thing that I'll say, even though Weldon Williams and Lick is very private, and I talked to their president, and he was very polite, very kind, and he said, look, I just can't talk. He wouldn't even confirm that they were printing them. But he's very polite. But one thing I want to say about the company is they may be private, but they're very active in the community. They support a lot of, especially education, and you see their folks. And it's almost counterintuitive. As private as they are as a company, they're very public in supporting the community.
And I will say that they are very polite over the course of the last 22 years. I've tried to do a story on them, and they have very polite rejection notices.
Yes.
I mean,
well, because it's like Michael Corleone said in The Godfather, it's not personal, it's business.
Exactly.
They start talking, they lose contracts. And
right.
It's like I told Mr. Walcott. I said, look, I appreciate, because he felt bad about not being able to talk because he knew it was going to be a big story. And I said, look, don't worry about it. If you talk to me and you guys ended up losing business, I would feel like the schmuck.
Right. Finally, there is, you and I have talked about the Compass reports before that kind of indicate mood or business acumen and statistics. There's something coming up with that as well.
Correct. The 2012 Compass Conference we will conduct here in Fort Smith on February 24th. That's a Friday from 11:30 to 1. You can get ticket detail and go to the website and find the ticket detail. But we're going to have Richard Davies is the keynote speaker. He's the executive director of the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. And Kyle, why we did that is we got to looking back at the Compass report, which is the only independent economic analysis of the Fort Smith region, and we'll begin doing this analysis with Northwest Arkansas as well. But we looked back at 2011, and the only consistent part of our regional economy that was consistent through the year was the tourism sector. Now, granted, it's not a large part of our economy in terms of jobs, but it was just nice, it was just nice to see something consistently good for a change. And so we decided to focus on that instead of – it's real easy to continue to talk about what's not right with the economy, but we thought let's change pace and let's talk about what is going well. So Richard Davies will be here to talk about that.
And that will be on the 24th.
Yep. And Jeff Collins, our economist, will talk about what happened in 2011 and kind of preview what may happen in 2012 in terms of economic conditions in the regions.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
All right, good talking to you, Kyle.
Michael Tilley is with thecitywire.com in Fort Smith. It covers business, politics, culture for the entire KUAF listening area.